can you start by just telling us a little bit about yourself and your story?
My name is Sophia. I'm 17, and I was diagnosed with diabetes at the age of 3. I got my first insulin pump at age 6. I'm currently in grade 12 at Yale Secondary, so my grad year.
You've been an advocate for better healthcare because of the experiences that you've had since the pandemic started. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
I've been advocating for as long as I can remember, longer than just the pandemic. I think just this year has been more than ever just because it's my grade 12 year. What I'm advocating for is access for all, so all Canadians with type 1 diabetes like me can have access to this device called CGMs or FGMs, which are constant glucose monitors or flash glucose monitors. And they're basically devices used to constantly read blood sugar levels. I was part of this thing called Kids for a Cure in 2018 and this year as well, last year, 2020. And that was basically where we went and talked to members of parliament and senators and basically shared our stories and advocated for Access for All. And then I also did something a few weeks ago called Access for All. I talked to local members of parliament and stuff, kind of just doing the same thing, just saying how everyone with type 1 diabetes deserves to have access to these devices.
How have MLAs and members of parliament responded to you? Are they fighting on your behalf?
99.9% of the time, they're very understanding and they're all for it. They are supportive and they agree with the cause. They do believe, but obviously they can only do so much before they have to take it to someone else. My 2 years that I did Kids for Cure in Ottawa, I only had one person who, I don't want to say he wasn't supportive, but he was confused between the difference of type 1 and type 2 diabetes, so he didn't see as much importance for it. But overall, I'd say that people are pretty supportive and are fighting for me as well and type 1 diabetes.
Throughout your time being an advocate, have you seen a difference in that service being provided more easily than it was before you started taking up the cause?
There are more insurance companies covering the supplies, but they're still not full coverage. Like, for example, my mom, her insurance company covers some of my diabetic supplies, but it doesn't cover all of it. And what it does cover, you have to submit something and then she gets reimbursed for it at a later date. So it's not even fully covered. And things are still very, very expensive.
Have you actually gone directly to the pharmaceutical companies and made your case to them?
No, I do everything through this foundation. It's called JDRF, or Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. And basically everything we do for them, they take forward to all the pharmaceutical companies and stuff like that.
Can you give us an idea of like what the actual expenditures are?
The CGM, so the constant glucose monitor, can go anywhere between $300 to $500 a month, or the FGM, the flash glucose monitor, could be anywhere from $200 a month. And then insets, which are a part of the pump, can be $250 plus. And then there's reservoirs, which can also be roughly $100. And then the pump itself can be up to $10,000. That one lasts a while, but it's still hard to get. Oh yeah, and then paying for insulin and everything like that too.
For a lot of people, that's rent every month.
By no means is my family poor or anything, but we're not rich at all. Sometimes my mom would have to sacrifice groceries for the week just to buy me supplies or keep me healthy when she should be worrying about the rest of my family, but instead she's worrying about me. Or sometimes we'll have to give up on gas for the week or something just so she can look after me.
Have you tried to mobilize the public on your guys' support?
This year, I started working on something called the Dogwood Scholarship or the District Scholarship, and I focused mine on advocating for diabetes, type 1. And so I'm looking at more locally advocating for things. I did national already, and I kind of done a little bit of provincial. So I'm tending to do more locally. And so I'm always like posting things on social medias and stuff like that and trying to show my support. every year, obviously, except for the last year because of COVID, there is the National Diabetes Walk that happens. And I always go to those. It's called Walk for Cure. So I do try and advocate to the public as much as possible.